On the edge of the Mendenhall River, Aiden Key pokes at a thick layer of glacial silt with the toe of his boot.
Wow, a few more of these. You're looking at beachfront property, right? Nice sandy beaches.
We're standing on what used to be a huge backyard behind Key's house on Juneau's River Road.
We'd have bear and deer and porcupine come through, and we would sit in these little chairs right by the river's edge. It's just a really fantastic way to start a day.
Earlier this month, a record-breaking glacial outburst flood swept away those deck chairs, along with much of the land where wildlife used to roam. The house wasn't damaged, but most of the backyard was washed away. He says he's been wary of the river ever since he bought the house back in 2020.
I remember just staring at the river and thinking, wow, that is a force.
So when he first moved in, he called his insurance agent.
And I said, so how about flood insurance? And his response was, you could almost hear him shrug.
His agent said that flooding wasn't something to worry about, that he wasn't in a designated flood zone, and only a handful of homes along the river carried flood insurance. Key bought a flood policy anyway, along with the required homeowner's policy. But neither covered the damage from the flood. Now he's worried that the eroded bank has made his home even more vulnerable, and protecting it will cost tens of thousands of dollars. The lack of coverage was a surprise to many homeowners like Key. But it's not a surprise to local insurance agent Emil Mackey. That's because insurance is designed to protect property.
Property is typically a structure or private goods that are on the property, not the land itself. That's where insurance typically stops.
If Key's house had been flooded, he may have gotten some money. Since it wasn't, he'll get nothing. And for people without flood insurance, there are basically no options for a payout.
Earthquake or land movement and flood, they're both excluded from your major carriers.
So you need a homeowner's insurance policy to get a mortgage, but it won't protect you from some of Alaska's most common disasters. Things like earthquakes, avalanches, landslides, floods, and all kinds of erosion. Those events can cause catastrophic losses. Insurance companies generally want to spread the cost of those losses out among many policyholders. It's harder to do that in Alaska.
The private market just cannot respond to these risks. We're too small of a state with not enough population to respond to it.
Still, the average Alaska homeowner may not know about all those exclusions.
When you're in the office signing all the papers and you're reading page after page of policy, I think it's hard to even imagine what's not in the policy sometimes until you have something like this happen.
That's Chris Dorsey. Her condo was condemned by the city after the flood destroyed its foundation. In the days after the flood, Dorsey said she spent hours on emails and phone calls to her insurance agency. Her adjuster, in Texas, had never even heard of a glacial outburst flood. Eventually, her claim was denied. It caught her off guard.
I feel like insurance has a responsibility to disclose these things, make sure customers are aware of exclusions and how exactly the insurance would benefit the customer.
Flood insurance is relatively affordable compared to other kinds of hazard insurance. But Dorsey didn't have it for her condo unit. The building didn't have it either. Most people purchase flood insurance based on historic flood maps. And the Mendenhall River has never flooded like this before, which explains why so many people living along the river didn't have flood insurance. If they had, it still may not have helped. The most severe damage from the flood was caused by eroding riverbanks, not standing water. Even if the damage extends beyond your backyard, even if your house is damaged or lost, it still may not be covered. A couple of days after the flood, a different insurance company reached out to Dorsey to try and sell her flood insurance.
And I almost felt like they were trying to trick me into buying something that wouldn't have worked.
Still, Mackey says he recommends flood insurance to everyone in Juneau. It covers a lot of the gaps left by a regular homeowner's policy. And for homes that only had water damage, it should cover the cost of repairs. It's much harder to convince insurers to cover damage from erosion. But Mackey said people with flood insurance might still get some money by taking their insurance company to court. That won't be an option for people who only had the standard homeowner's policy, people like Dorsey. She said she's overwhelmed by the cost she's facing for repairs.
There's no way to plan financially for this.
This fall is the first season of Dorsey's retirement after nearly 30 years as a teacher. Her husband had hoped to retire too at the end of the school year. Instead, Dorsey says they might have to pick up extra jobs. In Juneau, I'm Anna Canny.